The fasting is one of the obligation, same thing like salah. So any obligation in Islam requires intention. Okay? You could not do any ibadah, form of worship, without intention. And the intention is in the heart. It has nothing to do with the tongue. You are not going to inform Allah that I'm going to do this, because Allah knows what's in your heart already. It's for you to bring it present in your heart, in your mind, that I'm going to observe the fasting of Ramadan. I'm going to make Salatul Zuhr. Okay? You don't to enter the Salah like this. You don't know all what you that I'm making Salah. Turn the fans up the mice and open couple of windows. The back fans only. Not the other ones. Alright? So the intention is in the heart. The place of the intention is the heart. It has nothing to do with the saying, with the tongue. And this is one of the innovations that some people, as example, say, I intend to do such and such and such. This is not the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before Fajr, okay, that you have to have this intention in your heart and your mind. You don't do the intention during the day. You do the intention before the action. With one exception, optional fasting, you may do the intention during the day. Okay? The optional fasting, you may do your intention during the day, as long as you didn't break your fast already. Okay? So as example, a person get up 11 o'clock, after he got up, make fajr, go sleep, take a nap, he got up at 11 o'clock, it's like a holiday or a weekend for him or whatever. So after they say, oh, it's raining today and is already understand 6 hours left for the day, maybe I can fast, get the reward of this day. You see, it's good, he can do this. Because this is optional fasting, you can do the intention during the day. But for Ramadan, for obligatory or making up days, you have to make your intention before Fajr. Okay? Before Fajr. Some people, as examples, they maybe go to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. And they are not going to get up until after Fajr, maybe 1 hour, only to catch the Salah before sunrise. So they can make their intention before they go to sleep. Okay? In your mind, in your heart, that I'm observing the fast of tomorrow as obligation for me, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something very important that we have to pay attention to it. The intention is required for all our deed. وَعَنَا عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا قَالَتْ دَخَلَ عَلَيْنَا النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَاتَ يَوْمْ فقال هل عندكم شيء قلنا لا قال فإني إذا صائم ثم أتانا يوما آخر فقلنا أهدي لنا حيث فقال أرني فلقد أصبحت صائما فأكل رواه مسلم. And this is one of the things, the action of the Prophet ﷺ to prove what I just was talking about, that reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and the hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, the hadith is authentic, that Rasulullah s.a.w. entered the house, one of his houses, and he said, do you have anything for me to eat? He said, no. He said, okay, I observe my fasting. Another day he came, and the Prophet s.a.w., when he entered the house, we said to him, somebody had gifted us, gave us as a gift, special food made out of flour and milk and things like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, show it to me, I had observed my fasting. So, and he started eating from it. Okay? This because it was optional fasting. And when his family informed him that they have some food, he already had thought about observing the fasting of this day, so, and when he found there is food there, so he decided to break his fast, okay? And there's nothing wrong with this. Next hadith, which hadith number 534. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجل الفطر. متفق عليه. Hadith is reported by Sahl ibn Sa'd. The hadith is a collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that my community continue to be in good condition as long as they hasten with breaking the fast. Okay? And this does not mean that a person will hasten the fast that before the adhan or 5 minutes or before sunset, you could not do this. But it means that you don't delay it. And as soon you hear the muadhin, you break the fast. Some people, they have the habit, they wait until the muadhin say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay? Or until he finishes the adhan completely. You don't have to, okay? And this also shows us the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he informing us about what is beneficial and what's good for us, because he concerned about us sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So breaking the fast have to be immediately after sunset. There's other people they wait and say, okay, let's make sure that Maghrib in until this red color in the sky disappear. Okay? You don't do this. If sunset, sunset. Next portion of the hadith, all the way in the end, the same page 228, this addition, which for collection Imam al-Tirmidhi is weak. Page number 229, hadith number 535, عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسحروا فإن في السحور بركة. متفق عليه. This hadith reported by Anas, son of Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, as well as his father. And the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, so the hadith is authentic. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended suhoor. He's recommended suhoor. And the suhoor is a meal which he eat it before fajr. Okay? The suhoor is the meal which he eat it before you start your fast. And it have to be before dawn. Okay? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's strongly recommended for us to take this meal, and he says there is barakah in it. There is blessings in it. Okay? In different ways. Okay? The blessing can be for you to be up during this time, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that this is a blessed time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the lowest heaven. Okay? And that Allah calls and he say, is anybody seeking forgiveness, I forgive him. If anybody seeking repentance, I will. All these things, okay? Is a good time for prayer, is a good time for istighfar, for dhikr, for remembrance Allah. Also is a barakah and a blessing because you eaten. And this will strengthen you and give you like help during your day. There is a difference between somebody observe the fasting without eating suhoor and somebody have suhoor. It will help, okay? So there is a lot of blessings. And also, if you opt to take your suhoor, that means inshallah you're going to make your salah in time, okay? Or at least you're going to make it as early as it comes. And this is one of the good things, that pleasing to Allah, you do the salah as soon as it comes, okay? So by waking up and taking the suhoor, there is a barakah, there is a blessings in different ways and different means, which even we could not count them. Allah knows best. But it is enough. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that there is blessings. So we should try to take advantage of the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that we take suhoor inshallah. The suhoor can be a small meal, can be a glass of milk, can be a big meal, doesn't whatever available, can be a piece of fruit, even if it's nothing except eating a few dates, it's still good. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to go back. When breaking the fast, you know, as soon as the sun sets, we break the fast. But, you know, the sunset should be in the horizon, not behind buildings, you know. So I just wanted to make sure that we understood that, inshallah.
Yeah, for sure. Sunset have to be a sunset in the horizon.
Because you can't see the sun and the sky still looks red, now you go and eat, you know. You have to be sure. And if you're not sure that it's behind the horizon, you know, you have to wait. And,
yes, otherwise everybody will go, you understand, feel hungry, go behind one of these buildings and say, oh, I could not see the sun. Okay? Especially if you go in a busy place like New York, I'm not going to see the sun, okay? With all these tall buildings there, okay? But alhamdulillah, in Colombia, you don't have too many, so you're going to be careful. You have no choice except to wait until the sunset, the horizon, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Next hadith, which hadith number 536, reported by Salman. We're going to leave it alone because the hadith is weak. Hadith number 537, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الوصال فقال رجل من المسلمين فإنك تواصل يا رسول الله قال وأيكم مثلي إني أبيت يطعمني ربي ويسقيني فلما أبوا أن ينتهوا عن الوصال واصل بهم يوما ثم يوما ثم رأوا الهلال فقال لو تأخر الهلال لزدتكم كالمنكل لهم حين أبوا أن ينتهوا متفق عليه. Hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. The hadith is authentic and the hadith reported by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forbid the Sahaba to make wasal, that mean a continuation of fasting without breaking from day to day to day. This is called wasal, okay, like a connection, some continuously with no break, no stop. So when Maghrib comes, you don't take water, you don't take this, you don't take nothing, and keep going like this for the next day, the next day, the next day. Okay? This is called wisal. Okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this. And he forbade the Sahaba or discouraged the Sahaba. Okay? Let me say discourage. So they questioned him, say, O Prophet of Allah, you telling us not to do it, while you doing it? He said, you are not like me. Okay? You are not like me. During the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me to drink and to eat. Okay? So it seemed, Allah knows best, is that the Sahaba, they did not understand that the Prophet ﷺ forbidding them, but he's like discouraging them. Okay? Therefore, that some of them, they continued, they did this. Okay? And the Prophet ﷺ, he concerned. He's so merciful, so kind. He don't want any hardship on the people, on the Muslims. And he would like to have the easy way for them. Okay? So, when they did not listen to this, as the Prophet ﷺ told them, I'm doing it because I'm not like you. I have a special way with Allah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feed me and give me to drink in a way that you could not know. how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen me, okay, and how Allah giving me to eat and to drink in a way that you could not. You don't have this special way. So when they did not stop doing this, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took them for one day to a second day to a like this. But what happened? The new question for Ramadan came, so for the new month came, so he stopped. And he said, it only I stop because the new month stopped. Otherwise, that I will go for more, so you can know that you are not like me and you don't have the same strength and the same way, and for you to give up things when I tell you not to do it. Okay? And this hadith, it shows us that the imam of the Muslims, okay, I'm not talking about local imam of a community like us, okay, that he has the right to punish or admonish his community by making things hard on them when they did not listen to the admonition or the correction. Okay? And we see this in the end of the hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ went for one day and another day, and after this, and he said, he told them, if the moon didn't show up, I will go for more to let you know that you shouldn't do this, and that you are not going to be able to beat me or to be equal to me in what I'm doing. Okay? Yes. No. And the hadith is authentic. And you said the hadith is a collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim. So from this hadith we understand that continuously fasting is one of the speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not for us to do it. And that to do it is makruh, is disliked. Alright? And also shows us that we are not supposed to exaggerate in our deen and try to go to the limits, go to the extreme and make things difficult in ourselves. Next hadith, which hadith number 538, page number 230. وعنه, that means the same reporter, which Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به والجهل فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. رواه البخاري. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Abu Dawood, and the hadith is authentic, reported by Abu Huraira, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying what the meaning is, that who doesn't give up false talk and action and acting in a manner of jahiliyyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need that he should abandoned his food and drink. Okay? This hadith is very important because it shows us that fasting is not only a matter of staying away from eating and drinking. And also it showing us what actually fasting for. Fasting is to discipline us, to teach us, as I said in the beginning of the class, that fasting is a school, is a training program. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in Quran by saying لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that fasting been prescribed for you, has been prescribed for those who before you, that you may learn self-conscious or God-conscious or self-control, taqwa, God-fearing. So the fasting is for purpose, is a vehicle to reach and to lift you up to the level of taqwa and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and feeling the presence of Allah in your life at all moments. Okay, so it's not a matter of leaving food and drink. We are not here in a diet program, okay, try to lose weight, but we here try to develop taqwa and iman. Okay, therefore in the moment that you stay away from the food and drink, you have to stay away also from the haram action, the bad talk, and anything that is not supposed to be done, that been forbidden by Islam or discouraged by Islam. Okay, and this will give you the benefit of the fasting. Next hadith, hadith number 539. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقبل وهو صائم ويباشر وهو صائم ولكنه كان أملككم لإربه. متفق عليه. واللفظ المسلم وزاد في رواية في رمضان. Hadith number 539 reported by Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the hadith in the collection of Al-Imam Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim. The hadith is authentic that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to kiss and touch his wife, okay, while he was fasting. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have more control, okay, over his sexual desire. Okay, so in another narration say fi Ramadan, that he used to do this during Ramadan. And from this hadith, the hadith is authentic, number one. And al-mubashara, that mean for a husband to touch his wife at any part in her body, okay, and at-taqbil, which means kissing. And that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do this while he's fasting. So we understand from this that kissing and touching, it doesn't break the fast, okay. And also we see from this hadith that relating information that you may think that embarrassing for the purpose of teaching and educating the community, okay, because here the wife is telling, okay, nobody saw this, she's the one that the Prophet ﷺ had kissed her, and she relating to us about this, what you may consider like a private business, but she related to us because this is beneficial for the Muslim community to learn about these things. And from this hadith also, from the understanding of Aisha, that we understand it is better for the person who does not have control over his desire that he leave this action alone from kissing and touching, if he thinks that he could not control his emotion and it may lead him for something else, that he should avoid this. So we understand from this hadith the permissibility of doing this during the fasting and even especially in Ramadan. Hadith number 540, page 230. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم احتجم وهو محرم واحتجم وهو صائم. رواه البخاري. This hadith reported by ابن عباس رضي الله عنه. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari رحمة الله عليه. The hadith is authentic and is saying that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had cupped while he was